Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Tuesday morning. 47 degrees. Even though much of the country may be under stay-home orders for several more weeks, President Trump is sounding encouraged in the fight against COVID-19. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from Washington.
Making progress. That was President Trump's message at his coronavirus task force briefing in the Rose Garden, meant to spotlight the unique and increasingly necessary partnership between the federal government and private enterprise to combat the spread of the disease.
Every one of us has a role to play in winning this war. Every citizen, family, and business can make the difference in stopping the virus.
A virus that has claimed more than 3,000 lives, hammering cities like New York and Los Angeles. The president's comments come as fears grow among some that with so much attention being paid to large population centers, that smaller cities might get overlooked. Cities like New Orleans, for example, where there's a large senior population.
Johns Hopkins University reports the U.S. has more than 164,000 confirmed cases of the disease now. Kansas Democrats have scrapped plans for polling sites for their May 2nd presidential primary and are doing the election entirely with mail-in ballots because of the coronavirus pandemic.
State Chairwoman Vicky Hyatt says that polling sites are going to be too risky, and some were at public schools and community colleges that have closed. The party has begun mailing ballots to almost 390,000 people registered as Democrats as of early March. The party has introduced a supplemental mailing for ballots, extended the deadline to request a mail-in ballot, and introduced a received-by deadline for ballots. The Kansas Democratic Party is continuing to advise those interested in participating in the primary to register as a Democrat as soon as possible through www.ksvotes.org. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The state of Kansas Monday received a shipment of supplies needed in the battle against the pandemic.
That was revealed during a news conference by KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman.
We got a shipment of 15 pallets, a couple semis from the Strategic National Stockpile of the things that we need so badly, including masks, gowns, gloves, etc.
Norman also explained that testing availability in the state is increasing, with new methods going into place.
At this moment in time, we have about 2 weeks' supply of the test kits. We had one piece of equipment that came in with an engineer to help us get it started up. It's actually an incremental piece of equipment to the ones we now have that came in this past weekend, and we'll have a fourth one then come in this week that will increase dramatically our number of tests we can do, 700 to 1,000 tests a day. And we're looking at new testing methods that, in addition to the platform, as we call it, that we now have for testing.
Kansas Information Network's Brian Hagan reporting there. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he thinks the people of Wichita are complying with stay-home orders.
The goal is to flatten that curve, which means that it doesn't spread as fast as it could if people weren't utilizing social distancing.
Whipple commented during Monday with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. The coronavirus outbreak sparks calls for a massive rent strike.
The 1st of April seen as a looming deadline for those hurt by the coronavirus outbreak. Some tenants calling for Americans to sign petitions for states to suspend rent payments, residential mortgages, and all utility bills amid the pandemic. the idea gaining traction, folks tweeting the hashtag RentStrike2020 or sharing photos putting up white sheets in their apartment windows as a sign of support. However, critics say a rent strike could leave renters more vulnerable by damaging their credit scores or leading to eviction. They also feel it will hurt the economy even more if property managers have to default on loans. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has ordered all Oklahoma flags to be lowered to half-staff in honor of the late U.S. Senator Tom Coburn. Stitt's order calls for flags on state property to be lowered in remembrance of Coburn, who died Saturday at the age of 72. He had been suffering from cancer. Coburn was a conservative Republican who served in both the U.S. House and Senate and was known for railing against federal spending. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With scattered showers ending in Wichita, we become partly sunny at times today with a high 65 and a light southwest wind. Clear and cool tonight, our low 46, and then a windy day ahead on Wednesday as a new storm system moves our direction. Our high 75, low 70s by Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 47 degrees, northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
A children's author has passed away.
Tommy DePaola delighted generations with his books and drawings. He'd worked on hundreds of titles in more than a half century of publishing. His books selling nearly 25 million copies worldwide. They were translated into more than 20 languages. He was perhaps best known for his tales of Strega Nona, a mythical Italian grandmother with seemingly magic powers. He later admitted that she started as a doodle during a boring staff meeting at a college where he'd taught. He'd been badly injured in a fall last week and died from complications of it. Tommy DePaola was 85. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
John Krasinski is back behind the desk in his home office.
John Krasinski is getting into the news business with a positive spin. Krasinski started his own YouTube show titled Some Good News. His first guest was Steve Carell. The former Office stars celebrated the 15th anniversary of the show by remembering their favorite episodes. Krasinski talked about Carell's farewell episode, Goodbye, Michael.
The most emotional I've ever been on a set.
I think we should just say the goodbyes for tomorrow at lunch.
The two also spoke about doing a reunion show when this is all over. The former Office star also praised healthcare workers who are risking their own lives to care for sick individuals during this pandemic. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Films are not in the theaters, but they are digital streaming.
The Fox Entertainment Profile. When it comes to popular at-home movies, early home releases lead Fandango's top 10.
The Invisible Man and Pixar's Onward, both of them were in theaters when theaters began to shut down, both of them topping the list as one and two, respectively.
There's another trend in what people are watching.
Stuff like Jumanji, The Next Level, and also Knives Out. Both of these titles are movies that you can watch with your families.
Birds of Prey and Bloodshot were among other early releases, and the faith-based film I Still Believe joins them. For a classic, Fandango is highlighting the 30th anniversary of Pretty Woman. And we threw in a couple rom-com recommendations to go with it.
Blinded by the Light. This is a film that is really a love letter, not just to romance, but also to music and the lyrics in music.
And isn't it romantic about a woman who gets hit in the head and wakes up in a romantic comedy?
If you're somebody who has enjoyed romantic comedies over the years, this is a film that kind of deconstructs the components that go into a romantic comedy.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's get the latest from the world of music.
I'm Michelle Polino.
Everybody knows what Coachella is.
Coachella was among the many concerts and festivals postponed as a result of the coronavirus crisis. The Desert Festival was supposed to take place April 10th, but in its place, a new documentary titled Coachella, 20 Years in the Desert. The trailer loops in past performances with current ones and traces the popular festival from its early days with Moby to the most recent with Beyonce. The new film will be available to stream April 10th on YouTube. The festival was rescheduled for October 9th and 16th. Another fest scheduled to take place in July announced it would share 50 sets that folks can stream for free. The Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, releasing sets from Johnny Cash, Lou Reed, Nina Simone, and more for free for the next 30 days. And Alan Merrill, the co-writer of the song I Love Rock and Roll, made famous by Joan Jett, has died. Merrill, the singer of the 70s rock band Arrows, died at the age of 69 due to complications from COVID-19. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
It was 25 years ago on this day that Tejano singer Selena was shot and killed by her former personal assistant and former fan club president. who had recently been fired for embezzling money from the fan club. Her assassination was called Black Friday by Hispanics worldwide. That Tapa Selena shot and killed, that was 25 years ago on this day. A wildly popular quiz app is coming back.
HQ Trivia making a surprise return, reportedly thanks to an anonymous investor. The live game show app, which abruptly shut down and laid off its entire staff after an investment deal fell through, is back with a new show dubbed Chapter 2. Fans receiving a push notification letting them know, many rejoicing online saying the reboot comes at a perfect time when many folks are stuck at home. HQ Trivia gaining popularity after launching in 2017. Players can win cash prizes by answering questions. Matt Richards returning to host saying games will include a donation toward coronavirus-related efforts. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The popularity of Tiger King now leads to reopening a cold case.
The popular Netflix series Tiger King has prompted detectives to reopen a cold case that is part of the show's plotline. The 1997 disappearance of Jack Donald Don Lewis, who is married to Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
A woman who is the nemesis of the main character, Joseph Maldonado Passage, a.k.a. Joe Exotic, a former Tiger Zoo owner. Joe is currently in prison charged with trying to hire someone to murder Baskin. On Monday, the Hillsborough County Sheriff asked for new leads in the case of Lewis. In a tweet, Baskin's former husband, a multimillionaire, vanished mysteriously in August of 97. Maldonado Passage claims that Lewis was murdered. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A hoops legend firing back at critics of his cameo.
Speaking on his big podcast, Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal addressed his brief appearance in the Netflix documentary Tiger King, where he's seen walking the grounds of the Oklahoma Zoo formerly owned by Joe Exotic. Shaq making it clear he was just there for the animals.
Listen, people are going to make their own opinions, but again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him. And I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
Tiger King has become something of a cultural phenomenon, one of the most watched Netflix programs in the United States focused on the captivity of tigers at venues throughout the country. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
25 years ago on this day, the movie Tommy Boy came out in Wichita theaters. I'm sure Steve McIntosh was there for that. Mm. Chris Farley, David Spade. It got mixed reviews from critics. Film did pretty well commercially, and it became a cult classic, very successful on home video over the years. Chris Farley movie Tommy Boy came out 25 years ago today. 20 years ago on this day, the movie High Fidelity came out in Wichita movie theaters. John Cusack, Jack Black, Lisa Bonet. And I saw it in the theater. I enjoyed it. High Fidelity came out 20 years ago today. 30 years ago on this night, it hit NBC, Carol and Company. An American comedy anthology television series with Carol Burnett and a cast of characters around her. Only this was a deal where it was they did a different plot every week. It was a different story.
Okay.
It was a different the same cast, but they just did different little playlets or stories every week. It didn't catch on. It only made it for a couple of years. On that first episode, 30 years ago tonight, Carol Burnett played a wife fed up with her cold, sexist, philandering husband, who hires a hitman out of the phone book to kill him.
Oh, the phone
Carol
book.
And Company. Didn't exactly catch on, but Carol Burnett was back on television. That started 30 years ago on this night. We do have some big birthdays today. Welcome back, Cotter. Gabe Kaplan, actor, is 76 today. Actor Christopher Walken is 77 years old today. Interesting fella. He's been in a ton of movies.
Really interesting.
Musician Herb Alpert. Trumpeter, band leader, 85 today.
Tijuana Taxi. Yeah.
Actress Shirley Jones is 86 today.
We've seen her.
Oscar winner, yeah. She played the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita back in 2008. Went and saw her. Shirley Jones is 86. Actor Richard Chamberlain was born that same day. He is also 86 today. Richard Chamberlain and Shirley Jones were born on the same day.
Yeah.
He's a multiple Golden Globe winner. And actor William Daniels is 93 years old today. Of course, he was in The Graduate, 1776, the voice of Kit on Knight Rider.
Right, right.
William Daniels is 93 today. All right, we'll finish with the late night crew. Tonight's show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
Meanwhile, over in Moscow, a citywide quarantine has been imposed where everyone will be tracked by a smart monitoring system, and residents will need permission to leave their homes, or as that's known in Russia, Monday.
Well, still, I get another Jimmy Fallon.
In these crazy times, Taco Bell announced that tomorrow they are offering every American one free Doritos Locos Taco. Experts are calling it not what we need during a national toilet paper shortage.
Lights out with David Spade, Comedy Central.
Egyptian officials are deep cleaning the pyramids before opening them back up to tourists. They need to do it every 2,000 years, like IHOP.
Entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models, and they are fantastic folks. If your appliance is struggling, you call Terry and make an appointment, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Virus reaction changes for spirit. That's coming up with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.